Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. And test your skills, guys, on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100. We got Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, your favorite show's favorite segment, the Deion Sanders edition. That should be fun. So keep it locked for that. But we're going to start off with a story that came out today. Rob G, share the details with us of this. Did we lose Rob G?
No, I hear you. I'm just over here smooching with Martin Weiss, part of the Diet Odd Couple.
Your twin brother.
That's right.
Martin Weiss. Did you tell him I said y'all look like y'all
Martin
gonna be
Weiss, tell him to
Rob,
step up to
did
the
you
mic.
Look at that? Doesn't it look like that in that picture?
Where's Martin? Did he leave?
If somebody said y'all were brothers, Rob G, nobody would.
He's just like half a foot taller than me. That's the only difference.
I'm a lot bigger and taller than my brother.
Are you? How tall is your brother?
Like, yeah, he's probably about 5'5".
Oh, I tower over your brother then. Tell your brother, get in the post and see what happens.
When I met your brother at the palace in the parking lot, I wanted to pick him up.
Was years ago. Give him a hug. Tickling, right? all right, go ahead, Rob G.
I don't know if you guys know this, because I know that Chris is doing TV, Rob's busy schmoozing at the party.
Yes.
But LeBron's entourage, I don't even like that word, but they're in the news again. Because Maverick Carter, according to multiple reports, as part of an ongoing investigation with the Washington Post, admitted to illegally making bets in 2021 on NBA and NFL games.
Wow.
Okay. Now, the reason why this is notable is because this is now the second time in 2 months that we've seen a member of LeBron's business circle, that's a better way of putting it, that's been in the news. You recall back in September, Randy Mims, who's part of his crew, his business manager, was part of the investigation into Tony Bosch, which is the PEDs situation that was involving
that
all those baseball players.
Right.
It also included his wife's personal trainer at the time. So now this is just in the last 60 days, three different people in and around LeBron's inner circle that are up to some shady dealings.
Well, so my thing is, and Rob, you're much more familiar with the gambling world than me. Now, let me ask you this, Rob G. What was the investigation about?
The investigation was into somebody else. It wasn't involving him.
But that's usually how a lot of people stuff get. Right. Yeah, like that's how John Gruden got Ziggy. You know what I mean? They weren't focused on him. That's how Barry Bonds and Balco. They weren't looking for Barry Bonds. They didn't even know he was involved in that place when they went through the files. His name came up.
In this situation, it was an investigation to a man named Wayne Nix. And Maverick Carter's name was brought up in the investigation. He's obviously not a target in the investigation, and he just cooperated with his end of the deal. And in the cooperation, he admitted that in the investigation in November of 2021. So this investigation took place 2 years ago, and it's just now becoming public.
Right. He
admitted that he was making illegal bets in the NBA through in a unsavory bookmaker, we'll call it that.
Here's what I say about the betting, because obviously people think, oh, he's close to LeBron and, you know, he's betting. To me, in a situation like this, and like I said, Rob, you know more about this world than me. Correct me if I'm wrong. Maverick Carter can bet all he wants. Now, if it was illegal, whatever, I don't know all the ins and outs, but I'm just saying in general, they can bet all they want. If there were something that the league or anybody was going to, you know, if anybody was going to get punished, I would think the player in the situation would be the one involved. Like, bro, if you say an NFL player is, you know, he's playing for a team and a family member is betting. Now, people might raise their eyebrows and say, oh, wow, he's connected to so-and-so.
Right.
But to me, that person isn't the one that could possibly be in trouble. It would be the athlete. Am I wrong on that? Because I wouldn't think a person, they can bet all they want, no matter who they're related to.
Yeah, I don't think that the league doesn't have jurisdiction over family members. I mean, it's not.
And Maverick's not even a family member, you know.
Now, I don't know if Maverick can't do it because agents aren't supposed to.
Well, he's not an agent, though.
Yeah.
That's Rich Paul.
Rich Paul is what I was thinking.
Yeah, Maverick is just LeBron's friend. Right. I mean, he runs a business. Right,
but I was thinking I just got mixed up. I'm saying? Like, as an agent,
I think it would be different.
Right.
But I'm saying, to me, I just don't see any, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with Maverick Carter betting on games.
Yeah, it's not, they can't, unless there's some real link to LeBron. There's no link there. There's nothing.
I mean, they're friends.
Right. Friends do a lot of stuff that you wouldn't want to be involved in.
Right.
So you're
not responsible for your friend doing whatever he wants to do. And Rob G, I think you brought up Randy Mims. Are you wondering if any of this stuff is going to, at some point, stick to LeBron?
Yeah, that's got
to
be the question, right? Because when the Maverick Carter news broke earlier on Thursday, one of the things that was highlighted in the story was that he told agents that he could, quote, not remember placing any bets on the Lakers. Because when you hear Maverick Carter, LeBron James' supposedly best friend, is making bets with an illegal bookie, your first thought, whether it's fair or unfair, is, was LeBron shaving points? Did he know something about the injury report that nobody else knew regarding the Lakers? Did he know Anthony Davis, who was questionable, was not going to play that night? Whatever.
Inside information is huge.
So it makes you think about that. And then Randy Mims, I know nobody wants to talk about it, but several years ago, there was a report that came out that alleged that Rich Paul was part of, you know, a third party who was getting PEDs for LeBron James. Rich Paul at the time was the one who was getting it. Now, it was never corroborated. It was never proven. It was just kind of out there.
Right.
And nobody really ran with it. So the question becomes is, how many times can something like this happen before it does stick to LeBron?
Yeah, and you know what? They got to have the evidence. And no matter, I'll say this. It can look bad and, you know, circumstances and situations, but he can't be held accountable for everybody. And unless you have concrete evidence, Chris, as you know, you really can't do anything. If they have LeBron's signature on like the Pete Rose thing, everybody, whatever you want to say about Pete Rose, Major League Baseball, Chris, has the betting slips with his initials on it. They right. have them.
Right.
That's on Pete Rose. You can't, like, poo-poo it or say you didn't. Dude, they have the if they had that with LeBron, then the NBA would have to act.
Right.
They don't have that.
Yeah, I would say, first of all, for me, looking at what LeBron's done, just what his character's been throughout his career, I would not think, I mean, the notion, to me, the notion of LeBron James point shaving is just ludicrous to me. I mean, we know what his ultimate goal is, to catch Michael Jordan.
And the money, and the money's so big, Chris.
Right. I mean, he's like, got so much money. It's like
I understand it back in the 50s. I'm not even kidding you. I do understand it.
Like, it was certainly different.
They,
yeah,
Chris,
I mean,
if they told you back then in the 50s and some bookies got to a college basketball star and said, I'll give you 10 grand. All I need you to do is miss 4 free throws and blow a layup. Chris, seriously. That's what I need you to do.
It was a lot more enticing.
You know what I mean?
These guys
yeah.
are making the money LeBron's is making, not just from the NBA, but my goodness, Nike, the endorsements, his other outside businesses, like that's unfathomable to me. And again, looking at his character and the way he's just handled everything, I can't that to me that shouldn't even be discussed.
And the money that Mav Carter was betting, Chris.
Right.
$5,000, $10,000. It wasn't like he was betting $100,000 or
right.
like that's where you would raise an eyebrow, wouldn't you? If it was that kind of money, you would be like, "My goodness!"
I mean, even like as far as stuff.
No, I'm just
sticking,
saying the type
right.
of money. I'm
no,
not
I
saying,
mean,
yeah.
yeah, I mean, like you said, Maverick Carter can do what he wants.
Right.
That's not got anything to do with LeBron James. But what I would, as far as Rob G, your question about whether it's Randy Mims or Maverick Carter, this stuff. Sticking to LeBron, I would say this. The fact, Rob, that none of this has stuck to him yet, right? Like, that Randy Mims stuff with the PEDs and all, that didn't stick to LeBron at all. And so the fact that nothing has stuck to him so far would tell me that for anything, Rob, to stick to LeBron, whether it's something that's already happened, something that could happen in the future, you're going to have to really be able to pin him down. It's not going to be, circumstantial evidence.
No, it can't be
his
flimsy.
Friend was involved in this or his cousin or what. Yeah, you're going to have beyond a shadow of a doubt the evidence that LeBron James was involved. Because that's what everything so far, nothing has stuck to him. And I can only believe that's because nothing has been,
they don't have the goods.
Have any evidence that he's done anything like that. So, and I also think, look, and LeBron, obviously he's run his affairs very well, from his family to his best friends to his businesses, his image, like everything. It's almost amazing how he's run everything. And that he's got a lot to lose too, Rob. Like if he were to be doing something crazy, which is one reason I think he's not, but he would have so much to lose. And so, yeah, I don't expect anything to stick to LeBron and I don't think from what we've heard this stuff, that really doesn't have that much to do with him as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I'm with you. And most of the time, the only way anything like that would be moved on, Chris, they'd have to have
absolute
evidence. You just can't play around with that. Somebody's name, reputation, there's a lot at stake, and you can't get it wrong because you can't take it back.
It's once the face out of there, a league.
Yeah, once it's out there.
Yeah, I mean, you better be – you try to take down the face of a league, sure you have
it. And even like we said before, in the Barry Bonds and the – It wasn't baseball, Chris. It was
right.
the federal government that was involved in, the Balco. That's what that was.
Right. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. What do you think about these scandals, quote-unquote scandals, surrounding LeBron James's, some of his business associates? Maverick Carter, the latest Randy Mims several months ago. Your thoughts next on the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Dynasty the King. King.
What's good, y'all? It's your main man, Michael Smith, esteemed NFL analyst and certified fantasy football legend. Allow me to present to you your new favorite fantasy football podcast, The Dynasty Exchange, hosted by my first-round rookie picks, Davis, Dylan, and Josh, three guys who most definitely know their stuff. They're the co-commissioners of the coolest and most cutthroat dynasty league you'll ever come across, the Yacht Club. And now they're the co-hosts of the most elite. Now make that the definitive dynasty program in the game. It's dedicated to only the most devoted of diehards, the guys like me who can't stay off Sleeper and KTC. And trust me, you won't regret making the choice to follow their dynasty advice. Listen to Michael Smith Presents The Dynasty Exchange on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protections in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Thursday night football. Cowboys up 17-14 in what thus far has been a really good game.
It should be tied, Chris, because the missed field goal, that was makeable.
Terrible. Terrible.
Right.
Like I said, for Seattle, the margin of for error is very slim, and they need this game. So that's
but
a huge
But they came
mistake.
To play tonight.
They're playing
they're
well.
Moving the ball,
credit.
Right? They're moving the
they
ball.
They look good.
They
look good.
Absolutely. The Pistons are leading in New York, Chris, by two going to start
Knicks
the fourth quarter.
Have been playing
quarter.
Well, too.
Yeah, they lead 87-85, trying to break a 15-game losing streak. Cavaliers lost at home to the Blazers, and the Blazers aren't good. And the Lakers are trailing big by 12 to start the third. So, a lot of action tonight.
Yep, yep.
All right, we got a ton of calls, too.
All right, let's do it.
Let's kick it off. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dre?
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for taking the call. Look, where there's smoke, there's fire with LeBron. And him being the shield, essentially, for the NBA, the face of the league, this global conglomerate billion-dollar brand, I think he's getting a lot of deference. But at the same time, he's putting his feet a little close to the fire here in terms of people in his inner circle doing things there's no way in the world they should be doing. Specifically, Rich Paul. I'm happy for him with the new book, and Clutch Sports is this major agency, but that's the point right there. Clutch Sports represents not just LeBron, Trae Young, Anthony Davis, Anthony Edwards. The list goes on and on. Rich Paul, you're the face of that major agency. You cannot be anywhere near
gambling. He's more than the face. He's the owner. He's the creator of it.
you know, and because that's why I think he's on fine ice. I think LeBron can navigate it in terms of how he seamlessly his public relations game is off the charts. But the fact of the matter is, with gambling, because all the leagues are going hook, line, and sinker because they want those eyes, they want those dollars, they want that fantasy crowd, you know, participating, it creates a catch-22. You look what happened in football where that player got suspended for the year because he made a nuanced error. LeBron, you're at the top of your game. You know, we don't want to see you slip and fall, but you and your people are a little bit way too close to the line. Thanks for taking the call.
All right, thanks, Dre.
I think they're fine, LeBron, Rob, but hey, we'll see.
Yep. Charles in Spokane, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Charles?
Hey, what up, Rob? What up, Chris, man?
How you?
What's up, man?
I'm great, man. Appreciate y'all. It's snowing out here, but, you know, we
made it. Is it? It's snowing. Oh, my. Yeah. Tomorrow's December 1st.
It's yeah. Snowing out here, bro.
Wow. Where are you careful. At? In Spokane, Washington.
Spokane, yeah, by Gonzaga, yeah.
All right, be careful.
Anyway, I mean, I'm sorry, man. I laugh at this guy talking about LeBron. Something's going to stick to him, man. I don't know if you guys heard the term before, but I call him Teflon Braun.
Yeah. I mean, and growing up in New York, we heard it all the time for the right. Mobsters, Chris, right? Teflon, yep. Don, yep. You know, and all those guys where nothing stuck to them.
Right. Exactly, man. People still mad at this guy for the decision he made like years ago back over to Miami. Come on, man. Like that dude's too clean, and he makes too much money. I mean,
and he's got so much to lose. Like, you know, he don't have to do that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that just,
I mean, come on.
Yeah, and you know what? The biggest thing is your reputation, and you know right. that. You just don't want that. Ask Barry Bonds, would he want to be celebrated, Chris, and considered one of the greatest baseball players ever? And for the rest of his life, as great as he was, people look at him sideways. You don't think yep. that bothers him?
It's got to.
It has to.
Yep.
Yep. Thanks, Charles. Appreciate it. Yep. Mike yep. in Los Angeles. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mike?
What up, Rob? First of all, I do look at Barry Bonds as the greatest ball player ever. I'm
not saying that some people
we do
don't.
Too.
Yes,
I mean, I actually think it's right. Shohei, but he's got to do it longer.
Right,
but
me and Chris
yeah,
are with
do.
You.
Right.
I mean, I voted all 10 years Barry Bonds was on the ballot, but he didn't get in. You know what I mean? Like, there's other people who right. hold it against him.
Oh, okay, right on. Okay, my bad, Rob.
It yeah, matters yeah. what the official power
exactly.
brokers of these leagues, you know.
Hey, well, anyway, getting back to the subject at hand, what is this, the Clarissa Thompson Network? Are you guys kidding me? Rob, you guys reporting this about LeBron? You trying to stain this man's image? He ain't got nothing to do with this. This is the most scrutinized athlete in history, okay? Not of the year, not of the century, in history. I'm talking Ali. I'm talking Robinson.
I've often said that.
And
I
he's also
that.
Also gotten the glory and the praise the other way because of the media world we
stop,
live
stop
in.
It.
No,
stop.
It's not stop it. Stop Chris, it. We talk about it every day, Chris. No. There's a flip side to it, Mike. No, hold on. There's a flip side because he also gets what we talk about, Chris, where the 24-hour news cycle, right. the social media, the shows that talk about him every day.
Yep.
They don't, you, it's not one-sided. It's two-sided.
Right.
Stop it, please. It is stop it, Rob, because listen, you know you have a man on your network, I won't even say his name, that has made millions.
Hold on. Okay, hold on. We're going to keep you on. Hold on.
Hold on,
we're gonna
Mike.
Keep
hold
you on.
On. Like,
we agree that he's the most scrutinized athlete ever. But you can't sit here and deny that there's also a flip side.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
That's positive. He's more scrutinized because of media. That's it. Because of the technology and all these debate shows nowadays that didn't
that
used to
didn't exist.
That's it.
ESPN
but there's also
didn't even
a positive
exist.
To that. Right. That's all we're saying.
Okay, what is the positive when you got people on TV saying, hey, did you see how LeBron reacted to his son having a heart attack? Why did he not have – why wasn't he crying? Why wasn't he more emotional?
That's
person.
Yeah,
I don't even know who yeah. that was saying that. Who was that saying?
I don't know. I guess
I have no idea.
But my
but that's
point
whoever
is,
it was yeah, is one person.
That's
there
one
were plenty
person.
Of others saying, I say positive stuff about LeBron for the most part.
All the
Nick
time.
Wright says positive. Like, yes. Come on, man. Stop.
There's a lot of people in LeBron's corner who are all about it. Nick Wright, you just mentioned, is the king of the LeBron James fan club. So come on. Don't act like there's nobody on the air in LeBron's corner.
LeBron, he does get a lot of criticism, but he's also incredibly beloved, too. Like, he's polarizing.
Yes,
but he gets a lot of love. All right, it's the Odd Couple. Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia is up next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's right, it is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, the segment that single-handedly is keeping this show on the air. And the star of this segment, none other than our resident DJ. Check out his TikTok, check out his podcast, Shallow Oceans, the anime senpai himself, Alex Tyshirt.
Guys, quick question. Have either of you ever in your entire life went to a movie theater to see a Godzilla movie?
Not me.
I think I did. I'm trying to remember which one.
Probably the original, 1954, when you were in college, right?
Oh. Right.
It was not that one.
Oh, okay.
But I did go see the new one that came out. Yeah. Who was the actor from Friends?
Oh, which one?
Who was in that? One of the actors from Friends was in that.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I can't remember his name. But anyway, it was so awful, I left at the half.
You're kidding me.
Really?
It was
at
awful.
At the half.
At the half.
How dare you say that, Rob?
At halftime at the movie.
Well, the reason I bring that up is because Godzilla Minus One just dropped. I went to see the midnight showing yesterday.
How was it?
Sensational.
Really?
Probably the best Godzilla movie I've seen in theaters.
Wow.
It was incredible.
Got to check that out. You know, Perry Mason, I'm forgetting his name, was in the original one.
Back in 1954?
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Raymond Burr
we
was
better
in the,
hurry up.
That's incredible.
Was in the original. Oh, we all got right. Plenty of time.
Yeah, Rob's stalling on purpose.
No,
and again, in honor of Deion Sanders being the Sportsman of the Year.
Yeah, all he's of at these the questions game tonight, yeah.
Are Deion Sanders related? I flipped a coin during the update. Rob Parker gets question number one.
Oh. Is that because I handed you a drink?
He
with
did.
The free drink
ticket? He gave me his extra drink ticket.
I did. Yeah.
And he also told me to come in late. He said, don't worry about it. And I said, no, it's okay.
Did I say that?
You did tell
did
me.
Did I say
yeah,
that?
That was a true story. He said, come in at 4:15. You're fine. All right, here we go. Rob.
I believe it.
Deion Sanders won 2 Super Bowls in his NFL career. One with the 49ers. The other with the Dallas blank.
Did I do that?
In stereo, it hits different, Rob.
That does.
It does.
That sounds pretty good. All right, let's go.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Are you ready, Alex?
I don't know, man. I'll try.
All right.
Will you get to it?
Okay.
Oh, hi, Chris. You're here. Hi.
Here we go. All right.
Ben Maller's next.
All right, here you we go. All right, here we go. Ready?
Yes.
Rodeo?
I need hand movements. Give me something else, Rob.
Jonas Knox is warming up.
Rodeo?
Rob's such a cheater. You're lucky this is an audio medium, Rob.
So you're riding a bull? You look like a cowboy?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
You always feel bad for Chris at this point.
Hey!
It's such a home field advantage.
He doesn't have to be in Jersey now, okay? I'm just saying.
Chris got Monday. He can fly out.
I'm not cheating. Steve DeSager's watching me.
Look, Rob, if you can look yourself in the mirror and feel good about this, then okay. So what am I to do?
I can't wait till Radio Row when it's an even playing field.
That's
right. And Chris is just mopping the floor with
Thumpin'y.
Rob. All right, here we go. Level number two over to Chris. Deion Sanders has had the same nickname for decades now. People call him Prime Blink.
All right, Alex, you're ready?
Rob, you're going again? I thought it was Chris's turn. Yeah, I'm ready.
Here we go.
All right, what you got?
Clock.
Time.
That is correct.
All right, Chris.
A real clue.
Look at you.
That's a terrible clue.
That's a good clue, yes. Rob. That was a good clue.
Level number three, back to Rob Parker. You know all the rules. Back in 1994, I think Alex was just born, Dion released a single called Must Be the Blank under MC Hammer's record label.
Oh, MC Hammer.
Friend of the show, MC Hammer. He's been on the show.
Really?
Yes.
Has he?
Yeah.
Didn't he have like champagne misters?
He's a big Warriors fan. I don't know if you remember.
Remember, he was the Oakland A's ball boy, bat boy too.
Maybe that. Yeah, I do know. Maybe we talked.
He was a bat boy. He was a bat boy.
Yeah, it's champagne misters.
Stop stalling, Rob.
All right, here we go.
Pumps and a Bumps is personally my favorite.
Yes, here we go. All right, Alex, you ready?
Can't touch this.
Okay. Moolah.
Moolah? The cheddar green, the money?
That's correct.
Look at that. That's right. A clue.
Level number four.
So many easy ones.
Back to Chris. This is a tough one. Before moving to Colorado, Dion coached at an HBCU, historically black college, university. That doesn't make any sense. College, university. Anyways, it's called Blank State. That's where he coached at.
All right, here we go, Alex.
All right, CB, I need help. Jackson.
Yeah, boy.
How come you didn't say Michael or MJ?
That's going the extra mile.
Because it's Thriller.
I was going to say five.
If I had said Michael, would you have known that?
If you did some hand motions or something, that would have been a little bit easier.
I was going to say five.
Start dancing.
Oh,
I do like that you're both willing to embarrass yourselves for entertainment dollars.
I need you to do the moonwalk for me, Rob. Moonwalk.
Level number five. Perfect score going right now. Perfect game. Steve DeSager is very impressed.
He is not impressed at all.
Hey, Chris, Steve just threw up in his mouth.
Back in 92, Dion famously played for both the Atlanta Braves of Major League Baseball. And the Atlanta Blank. In the same week, and I think in the same day as well.
Yeah, it was the same day. Crazy. Yeah, well, it was. Alex, you ready?
Rob, are you ready?
Okay, now you're a smart guy.
Thank you.
You're not like this guy who only knows about the present. You know about life.
Of course, of course, of course.
I'm just saying. Okay, here we go.
I'm an otherworldly gentleman. Yes.
Maltese.
Maltese?
Think about what I'm saying. Steve DeSager would have got this. Rob G, would you have gotten this? No?
Maltese?
Steve DeSager, you would have got it, right?
Steve, what is he saying? Steve, is this from
Steve
the 90s?
Steve is a respected newsman.
No, it's not from the
90s. And Alex just talked about
that?
Going
was that
to
movie
see Godzilla
made in the
by 50s? Himself.
I went and saw Godzilla. Is this from the 50s, Steve? Further back? What? Rob, what are you doing to me? Maltese?
Think about what the question is. What is it? He played for what teams, right?
Give it to me again, Rob G.
Yeah, one more time.
He played for the Atlanta Braves of Major League Baseball and the Atlanta Blank of the NFL.
Maltese?
I like how Chris has given up when trying
See, now I see you flapping the wings. Falcon.
There you go.
There it is. Thank you, Rob.
Come on.
Chris doesn't even try to fight anymore.
I don't even know how you live with yourself. Wait, I mean, the cheating
Rob,
is just
why Maltese?
Way out
I don't even
I
get it.
Don't get that
no,
one
that was
either.
The name of the movie. It's a famous. Steve,
he's not even listening to your
Chris. Chris, did you know that? I know it was. I mean, I know it's dated, but it's a famous movie, The Maltese Falcon.
Maltese Falcon?
Yeah, Humphrey Bogart. It's a famous,
Level
let's
six,
go.
Quickly. Deion Sanders, currently the head coach at Colorado. Their mascot, of course, is a blank.
Bills? Bills.
I don't know if that counts as two
clues.
Is
it Bill or
no,
Bills?
No, it's Bills. Bills.
Bills?
Bills.
Question again, Bobby?
Head coach at Colorado, their mascot is a blank.
Bills. Buffalo?
That is correct. Okay. The perfect game continues.
I was going to say wings.
We don't even care about the sponsors. That's how late we are.
Rob, it was from 1941. You gave me a 1941 reference.
It's a get this
famous
in.
Movie. Okay.
This
let's
is,
go.
This is it.
Stop
Rob
stalling,
Parker.
Rob.
The heartbeat's going real slow right now. Dion went viral back in 2013 when he did a spoof commercial promoting the NFL Draft Combine. He played a character named Leon Sand Blank.
Rob, if this is from the 40s.
Okay, here we go.
80s and plus, please.
Palace? Read the question one more time. Please. Read the question one more time.
He played a spoof character named Leon Sand Blank.
Palace?
Castle.
Yeah! That's a perfect game for Alex Tyson.
Let's go, Rob.
Keep it locked. Couple Fox.
No, we didn't let this thing breathe, man. Are you kidding?
The cheating is out of control.
What?
I'm playing this game under protest. Let it be known for the record.
Rock with me, Chris.
Rock.
I'm taking you back to 1940s Falcon.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. Progressive brings us to you. They're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together. So you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We got a barn burner in Arlington, Rob. The Seahawks just got a – all right, you've been keeping track of this? You saw they had a touchdown pass in the end zone that was overruled, but it was pass interference.
It was pass interference in the end zone, so they have it.
I thought he – I hate to say it. I do think he dropped it.
I don't know
if drop's the right word.
I don't think that's the nature of the rule, and I know because he never really lost it. Did the ball when he went down?
He didn't lose control, but it looked like
The ball hit the ground,
like
but it was
shared
in his hands.
It with the ground.
I think you need to
like his hands weren't fully under the ball.
Yeah, but I don't think that the ball came loose. I think it just hit the turf. As like the nose of it, but he had control
of the
ball.
Well, it's more than the nose. That's the thing. I agree with you. He had control of it.
It was not – didn't come out. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't be hooting and hollering if he – you know, they had kept it as a touchdown. They scored anyway.
No,
on
they
the
just
play.
Scored. And give – I'm going to say this. We talked about it. I took Seattle plus the 9.5, Chris, and I thought Dallas would win. But to score 21 points, what did they say?
They called a timeout before it. Wow.
Oh, come on.
This is crazy.
This is crazy.
Now they scored again.
Did they score again? We're way behind. Chris is ahead of us on streaming.
Yeah, y'all, what's up with y'all, man? Y'all got to get with it.
Chris, we are way behind. We're not even close to seeing what happened.
Now there's a flag, but it was on the Cowboys. This is crazy.
Another flag?
It's going to be 21-20.
But 21 points in Dallas, Chris, is unbelievable for Seattle.
Well, look, I'm not going to sit here. Seattle showed up to play. Good for them.
It's a big game.
Yeah. Rob, if Dallas loses this, to me, this is it's great for Seattle. It'd be a great win. If Dallas loses this, to me, this is a bad loss. It's a bad loss if you lose this. Because the whole thing about them is that they can't beat good teams. And Seattle's not great, but they're good.
Right.
and you let them come into your joint. Now, look, it's halftime. They might not win.
Right.
But I'm just saying, at this point, like, you let them come into your pad and win?
But this is the argument against Dallas. This would be your, you know what I mean?
And yep.
This is the argument on why people have an issue with Dallas and believing
in
them.
And Dak, too.
Right. You know?
Right? Dak's starting to get MVP love, and if they were to lose this, that MVP love might go right down the drain.
You know how it is. It just takes one little – say the score's where it is, and Dak comes out and throws a pick, or pick six or something.
Right.
Then they'll be like, oh, see, there we go. They played a good team or a decent team, and look what happened.
And, yo, they are killing De'Ron Bland.
Yeah, no, he's gotten killed tonight.
5 receptions, 137 yards on him. 6 targets, 5 of them catches. Like, they are destroying him. Because, Rob, you know this. He set the record for pick sixes. That's sensational. He probably will be, I would think,
defensive player of the year.
Well, at least first team All Pro.
How won't he be?
It depends on what people look at, because you know this. A lot of times when you get a lot of interceptions, it's because they're throwing at you a lot, right? You know what I mean? Because they think they can beat you. And a lot of times they do, and a lot of times you get the interception. You know what I mean? So I wonder if that has something to do with him getting all the pick sixes. But they're going at him tonight. They have no fear of him. And they're up 21-20. So this is a great game.
Usually
we don't get good games on Thursday night. So
the game is so good that Al Michaels fell asleep because he was just expecting it to be bad.
I've been listening. I don't think Al's doing poorly. I know you're down on him. Is Al Michaels washed?
He's unbelievably
really?
Washed.
Yeah, he's washed, Chris. I don't know.
He's Atlanta Hawks era Vince Carter washed. Well,
and Kirk Herbstreit too. Oh, I just.
Well, Kirk's not washed. Kirk didn't.
No, it's just not. He's out of place here.
He's better college. Like I don't. Some of it might be. I'm so used to him with college.
No, I know.
I think he's great with college, but
yeah,
I don't think people are gonna think he's an authoritative NFL voice. Right. You know what I mean? Because they're used to associating you with college. So, all right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We are signing off, but keep it locked here on Fox Sports
Radio.
Come
on, let's go back over across
the street. Jason Smith and Mike Harmon got it on lock. Y'all party all night.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.